Welcome back to another episode of the Reigniting Dad's Lives. I am your host, Michael Hilton, and take bloody two again. So I've done this one already, and it didn't save it, so I'm going again. So just finished a workshop on confidence, building unstoppable confidence in our lives, which was great for our workshop. Just heading back home now. Hit the gym this morning. Put the day off to a start, great start. Got my green smoothie in. Now I'm heading back to home to get to the office because I've got a few more conversations to be had. Anywho, so I said yesterday I was going to talk today about a film that I see called Billionaire Boys Club, I think it was, or Billionaire Buyers Club or something like that. BBC, it was. It's basically a true story of... basically a true story of a bunch of guys. It was two guys at the beginning that had created this get-rich-quick scheme that quickly got a little bit out of hand. And me and my wife were talking through it, and I didn't get the full gist, and I'm going to watch it again. But what I did kind of cotton on to is it was these two guys that wanted to get money off of people. So an idea they came up with was, you know, it was about investing. So they come to these group of guys that have got money, got endless amounts of money, and kind of got them to invest in gold or in this vision that he had that wasn't really real. And the stock markets, he was playing with the stock markets with their money, and it crashed and he lost a lot of money. But what he would do, let's say, for example, he'd get five people, he'd get 10 grand each off of these five people, and the first person he got 10 grand off, he would go back with the last person he got money off of and give them some money back. So within 2 weeks, he had taken $5,000 check to the first person who got money off and said, here's $5,000. And the bloke said, well, I invested $10,000. He said, yeah, I know, but that's your interest in 2 weeks. So what he'd done is it got the guy to think, which was funny, they got this guy to think that within 2 weeks he'd made $5,000, that he hadn't actually made anything, right? And it was bizarre because he's give this guy $10,000 and got $5,000 back in check, but hadn't actually made any money. So somewhere along the line, someone's going to really cop out of this, right? Someone's really going to lose out. So what happened is these guys started talking to other guys, and kind of getting this momentum going, and they created a business called BBC. And it was really kind of people were investing their money, and they were floating on the stock market. They were cash poor themselves, and they're investing this money. And it was all about getting rich quick. Right, this is what it was: as get rich as quick as possible, you know, or return investment, get as much money as possible. And I was watching a film, and like I always do, I reflect it back to my own life. And I experienced this a few years back myself, where I was very much into get rich quick or quick gains. Whatever I'd done, I was looking for the path of least resistance, right? So this is what this podcast is about, is building a path of the least resistance. So I was looking to do as little as possible and get as much as possible. And I remember a time when it was a few years back, and I come up with an idea what I was doing within my business. I was in health and nutrition, and I come up with an idea that I was going to do in my business. And it was in January, and I told my friend, and he was like, right, okay. And I said, this is what I'm doing now. I'm going to be the gut expert, or I'm going to be this expert. I'm really going to focus on this. And by the end of February, I'd had a conversation, middle of February, I'd had a conversation with the same person. He said to me, for fuck's sake, Mike, he said, it's the middle of February and you've changed what you're doing about 8 or 9 times. And this takes me on to a conversation I had with a guy last year, where he had been, he's 45, he's at home with his dad, he's broke, because the thing that he's made most important in his life is money, right? He's always focusing on money and how he can get as much money as possible with the littlest amount of work, or even as much money as possible, right? As quick as possible, because he's just focused on the money. He's not focused on building relationships with people. He's not focused on being of service and adding value. He's just focusing on coming up with an idea, putting it out into the marketplace, and within as quick as possible, making shitloads of money from it, right? Now, as a consequence of this current belief that he takes into the world, and I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting, there's nothing wrong with wanting to make money, right? We live in a world where it is very money driven. Regardless of whether you believe that or your beliefs around that are, right? Or whether you're going to be ultra spiritual and, oh, well, money's the root of all evil. No, it's what you do with the money's the root of all evil. It's not money's the root of all evil. As a consequence of how he sees things in his get-rich-quick scheme, he's constantly, never focusing on one thing, and he's constantly always changing. Exactly where I was. And I see a lot of that in there with myself, and I shared that with him. I said, like, you know, the way you're showing up with regards to money and finances is there's never going to be no sustainability. And if you do find that one thing that's going to give you an impact of money quite quickly, the chance is probably not going to last a really long time. You know, it's very few and far between do we ever see that happen. And this is what happens when you're after these quick get-rich-quick schemes and the path of least resistance, because you don't actually grow or learn anything. You're always after this, let's get rich quick, or just do this quick thing, or, you know, let's get there as quick as possible. Let's not play the long game and look at, well, the reason I'm not making the money from this at the moment is maybe there's more work to be done on myself around this situation. Maybe I need to come better at being a chippy. Maybe I need to be better at becoming a plasterer. Maybe I need to become better at being a coach or being a PT. You know, instead of just focusing on I need to make as much money as possible. I remember going to a gym. It was at the beginning of this year, and I was sitting there observing this trainer, and this is the other side of it. And this trainer was training a person, and what they would do is every time he gave this person an exercise, he was sitting down on his phone, scrolling through Facebook, scrolling, and he would say something to the person, give them another exercise. And I thought to myself, it's interesting, because maybe in a year or two's time, he's going to come out of personal training, because he's going to come up with a story that you can't create money. There's no money in personal training, right? This is where I was at the beginning. There's no money in personal training. You can't make good money for personal training. What he won't look at is the fact that he's not present. He's not adding massive value, right? He's not being there with the person, listening to the person and observing the person. He's just giving them an exercise, sitting on his phone and then wanting to collect his 40, 50 pound, whatever he's charging at the end of it, right? People might say, oh, that's terrible, whatever, you know. And I shared about this yesterday about restaurants you go to. You know, you go to a restaurant, you're not actually adding any value. You're just taking. And restaurants that charge high prices that ain't very good, they're not really adding the value. They just think they deserve a lot of money because that's what people demand in today's marketplace. And we do this in our lives, right? We do this in our lives. And part of this film was about, well, we're going to add as least as much value as possible. We just want the money, right? And we're going to con people and rip people off. And have you to consider, where are you showing up like that in your life? Where are you not adding value? Again, it's come back to value. But it's not so much of that. It's where are you looking for the path of least resistance? Where are you not prepared to put in the work? Where are you not prepared to look at yourself and see the growth and expansion that needs to be done within your own game of life? And instead kind of blame the marketplace or blame other people because you're not getting the results because you're not putting in the work, right? And I might hear people say, well, you know, I'm putting in the work. I'm working long hours. Good. You might be putting in the work and long hours doing what you're doing, right? But there's going to be work and long hours of slowing down and doing the work on yourself, right? Seeing things a little bit differently here, maybe, right? There's building relationships, right? There's doing the best, right? Building deeper connections with people, doing the best, leaving a great job, right? Not just trying to get as much money as possible for the least amount of work. Because what will happen is if you add more value than you're charging for, people will speak about you. If you're charging too much money, right, and people don't see the value in it, they're either going to go somewhere else, get someone else, right? Or if you charge too much money and under-deliver, leave a bad job, people are going to talk to people and they're not going to recommend you. The whole purpose of this is the path of least resistance is not the path to fulfillment. The path to most resistance is the path to fulfillment. Because you can really work on adding massive value. You can really work on over-delivering and undercharging, because what will end up happening is people will speak more about what you do and who you are as a person than they will go somewhere else and they will recommend you, right? But always going for that get-rich-quick scheme, always changing it, never giving it the longevity. There is no longevity in a get-rich-quick scheme, right? There's never longevity in that. you see places that boom and then they crash, and they boom and they crash. And what happens as well is people see people that boom, that they're doing really well, but they don't see the work that they put in behind the scenes. They just think they've got a God-given right. I was talking to someone on the workshop today, and they said that there's something they want to do. I said, okay, so tell me someone that's doing what you want to do that's really successful with it. They was like, oh, this person, we went on this workshop about 20 years ago, and now they're actually thriving at it. I said, great. I said, what did they do in that 20 years? And she went, they put in the action. They done the work. I said, what did you do in the 20 years? She went, nothing. I said, that's why where you are where you are. That's why that person is where they are. In anything you want to achieve in life, there is action. There is being consistent, right? Being persistent and consistent. And there's the longevity, right? There is no get-rich-quick schemes. There is just longevity. Stay in the game, work your ass off. And I don't mean work your ass off at the detriment of being with your family. I don't mean the detriment of neglecting your body. I don't mean in the detriment of who you're being, right? Change how you're being, and the doing will come a lot easier. So that's it today, guys, and any women that are listening, what I would encourage you to do is to look at this in your life and look at where you're expecting quick results. I'll be open and honest here and tell you that sometimes I fall into this trap and thinking that I want quick results in something that I'm doing instead of playing the long game. And it's easy to fall back into that, but then I slow down and catch myself and I'm like, cool, I know that I'm in this for the long game, right? And let's 1% a day, 1%. And I'll talk about this a lot and I will continue to talk about it a lot. That's all you need to focus on, being 1% better today than you was yesterday, right? And that isn't just your actions, that's who you're being, right? Challenge your beliefs, right? Challenging your beliefs. So this person believed that they're not good enough to be a photographer compared to this other person. And the truth was, they're not going to be as good as this other person because the other person's got 20 years experience of doing it. Everything's about doing. So I encourage you to look at, where are you looking for the path of least resistance? And where can you change that to the path of most resistance? Because that's where growth really happens. Secondly, whatever platform you're listening to this on, please leave me a review. Share it with someone that it could be helpful to. And come and connect with me on Facebook. And another thing, I'm putting this out there. There's already one place gone. And I've not even put this out there into the marketplace at the moment. It's called The Man Cave, right? The Man Cave is going to be a subscription-based community of like-minded men. If you're a like-minded man that wants to grow and expand your world and create, reignite and create better results in your body, in who you're being, in your personal professional relationships with your wife, your job, your business, with your kids, right? Then this is going to be a community for you to come along with like-minded men and grow and expand. The community is going to be a place where we do weekly Zoom calls. There's going to be resources in there. There's going to be interviews with experts for Q&A, where you won't get access to that anywhere else outside of here with these certain people. We'd have to pay a lot of money for that. There's going to be a book club where recommendations of books. There's going to be themes. There's going to be challenges. There's going to be generally things to help you grow and expand as a man inside this game. We're going to gamify it. We're going to have fun. We're going to bring more playfulness and fulfillment in our lives and grow together as men to be the men that we all want to be. So if you're interested in that, there is 7 spots, possibly 6. I'm about to have a conversation with someone else with people that want to come in and play this game. Once those 6 spots are gone, then it's going to just go to the subscription base. Now, if you're interested in this and it's something you feel that you want to do and become part of this, come and connect with me on Facebook. Hit me up for a message, MichaelHilton, Michael Hilton, yeah? Come and connect with me, because once these spots are gone, there's a special offer for these first 8 spots for a year subscription where you're going to save yourself a bunch of money. After that, then it goes to the subscription base. And then it'll just be, yeah, pay monthly. So if it's something you want to jump into early, this launches in a pretty soon. So I'll take action on it now. Come and connect with me and we can have a conversation at what that game will look like for you. Other than that, create a fun, love and extraordinary day, guys. Go out there, have some fun, be playful, grow a bunch. And I will speak to you on the other side. Take care.